The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Gemara Yevamos Yud Beis Amud Beis brings down the pasuk and the concept of Shem Ripsoyim Hashem. I would like to discuss the sugya and perhaps touch on the guidelines and understand better this inyan of Shem Ripsoyim Hashem, what it is and when it applies, and so on. The Gemara tells us over here, Tani Rabbi Bikamedi Rab Nachman Shalish Noshim Hashem Shizemoich Ketana Mu'uberes U'meinika. And the Gemara continues and then says that this is all Divrei Reb Meir. Taisus explains that even though not Shalosh Nashim Meshamshes B'moich, being Meshamsh B'moich involves an Isser, nevertheless, we were matrid according to Reb Meir, K'tesh Lo Yisabru, as Rashi says in Divrei Matzchon Meshamshes. So in other words, there was an Isser at hand, and we're being matrid the Isser so that they shouldn't become Mulberes, because that is obviously a Sakana. To which the Chachavim respond, that Achazu V'Achazu Meshameshes K'darka V'Eleches, Hashem watches over, perhaps protects, the foolish. So the Chacham seemed to allow what the Reb Meir forbade, and Reb Meir said, it is mutter to be Meshamesh B'moich, but don't Chas V'Shalom get involved in the Sakana. So the Ritva over here asks the obvious question on Rashi's explanation of the Gemara, that if, as it appears, there is a Sakana involved, how could the Chacham allow you to continue and go along and do something which is dangerous? We never find that anything dangerous is permitted. You're not allowed to be machnas yourself into a sakana, into a situation of danger. So how could the Rabbanan be matter this? Although the Gemara did say, Shemer Psoim Hashem, which sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does protect Psoim who get involved in danger. And this concept at the same time is actually found in five different places in Shas, where the Gemara brings the concept and the pasuk of Shemer Psoim Hashem in reference to something that seemingly poses danger. And we have to learn up and understand exactly what is going on. In other words, if there would be a real danger involved, obviously you're never allowed to get involved in danger. And if there is actually a shmira, a special token, a special license of Shemer Psoim Hashem, which allows you to go ahead and take the risk, so then what's the big deal? What's the Rizvaz Kasha? What's the Machlekes Reb Meir and the Rabbanon? Shemer Psoim Hashem. Yes, there's a little bit of a danger issue here, but Shemer Psoim Hashem. The Rizvaz says that if Reb Meir held that you're allowed to do it, and you do not have to worry... Excuse me, you're not allowed to do it, and you're allowed to be over the Issa because of the Sakana, so then what the Chacham argue, what is the issue at hand? In fact, the Ritva, when he asks this question, he argues on Rashi, and what does he say? He says, you can't say that there's a certain danger involved over here, because then we wouldn't be matrit, even with Shem Ripsayim Hashem. So after Ritva, it must be everybody agrees that there's not a real danger over here, only a chshash of a Sakana, a possible danger, and Reb Meir holds that they have to be machmir, and the Rabbanan holds they don't have to be machmir. And to that also you have to understand, like the Chemda Shleima asks, as does the Achiezer and Simcha of Gimel, that even according to the Ritva, why is it better? L'maisa, if there's a Chashash Sakana, then we should be worried about it. So what's the difference? Why is the Ritva happier to be Semech on Shem Psoim Hashem when it's only a possible danger than if it were to be a certain danger? That's what the Chemda Shleima and the Achiezer ask. I was thinking actually, and then I found that in the Tshuvas Teres Chesed, in the end of the Sefer, in the back of Chelik Beis, Sema Mamdal Ois Gimel, he also says this idea, that perhaps one could wonder if Reb Meir and the Chacham and our Sugya are going Lishitasam. We know that Reb Meir always is the one who's Chayish Lemiyuta. Normally we have a din that you can be Semech on the majority. However, Reb Meir is concerned with the minority as well. He's Chayish Lemiyuta. For example, later on in Yevamos on Ayin Testament Beis and many other places, Machlekes Reb Meir and the Chachamim. So we could say that the Chashash Takan over here is very slim, but exists. So Reb Meir, that's Chayish Lemiyuta, holds that it's dangerous, and therefore he allows you to be over Isser, not to be Nichnas L'Sakana. But the Chachamim hold that you're not Chayish Lemiyuta, we're not concerned about a minority, about a slim chance of danger, and therefore they allow you to continue, and only there they would use the pasuk of Shemer Psoim Hashem. Just Derech Agav, a similar idea I once thought of, there's a machloikis in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel, whether holchem b'mamon achar aroiv or ain't holchem b'mamon achar aroiv, even though we know that the Torah tells us achir rabim la'atis and in kol ha'Torah kula, everywhere we always go bust a roiv, we go bust the majority. However, there is a sheet of ain't holchem b'mamon achar aroiv. That is Shmuel's opinion. So So there's a machlekes in Yuma daf pehei whether halchem bepikuach nefesh acharoyv or ain't halchem bepikuach nefesh acharoyv, and then perhaps I believe this has also been said maybe the place in Simas Amach Gimel and others. This is also l'shitosim Rav and Shmuel, that Rav that's concerned about the minority. Excuse me, Shmuel that's concerned with the minority, Lagavi Mammon is also concerned with the minority, Lagavi Pikuach Nefesh, Mashenkin Rav, he goes Basaroiv not only in Kol Torah Kula, but also in Pikuach Nefesh and Mammon as well. However, this is not so simple Ladina at all, because obviously we do not go Basar majority in most scenarios with regard to Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore we're really back to square one, because La Halacha, we are concerned with even possible and minority scenarios of Pikuach Nefesh, we would definitely not get involved in, and if there would be any chash of danger in our sugya, as there seems to be, then we would never go into it. We would not rely on the majority, and therefore it still needs a beer in our sugya why we're not concerned with the minority chance that maybe this will be dangerous. The Chemda Shleim over there, and Ebenezer Simon Vav, as well as Reb Chaim Eizer and the Achiezer mentioned before, they also address this question, as I mentioned, and they answer that you have to say that even according to the Ritva, it's a really, really minimal and distant chash of a sakana. It's not a sakana, it's not a serious sakana at all, and there, of course, you can use, according to the Chacham, the concept of Shem Rapsayim Hashem. With regard to the topic in general of Shem Rapsayim Hashem, there's a fascinating Trumas Hadeshen, which makes a lot of waves in the sugya. The Trumas Hadeshen in Siman Reish Yud Aleph addresses the question about marrying a woman who her first two husbands previously been married to her passed away. Does she have a din of a katlanis, and it is not worth getting married to her at all? So after Trumas Hadeshen, that even though we find that many people are not makbar on this, and there might be a concept of Shem Rapsayim Hashem, which he elaborates on over there. And he brings, obviously, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chavtes, which discusses if you're allowed to do bloodletting on Friday, Hakazus Saddam, as it's called by Chazal, which was a common practice in those days. And on Friday, where there's an issue, there could be a danger of the mazolos. Doing bloodletting at certain hours can be very dangerous. And the Gemara says over there, Shem Rapsayim Hashem. So the Trumas Hadeshen discusses if a Talmud Chacham, he introduces an interesting question. Can a Talmud Chacham, this is his lashon, Ishaich lememer high time a Shomer Psoim Hashem le Talmud Chacham shehu yedeya umakir lemuflo bedoyrei afilo benish da'alma kosha adover letzadet kol kach lahotir hoil veikach shash takona. So apparently the Trumas Hadeshen is very, very hesitant to be semech on Shomer Psoim Hashem, especially with a Talmud Chacham. I was actually thinking a very obvious remez, the whole idea of Shomer Psoim Hashem. By Teres Hashem Tamima Machkim Aspesi, perhaps the Talmud Chacham has automatically locked himself out of the heter of Shomer Psoim Hashem. But anyway, the Trumas Hadeshen isn't specific about this. Interestingly enough, however, in our sugya we discuss Shomer Psoim Hashem as well as many others, and we don't find any mention that a Talmud Chacham is not part of this, that he doesn't have these heterim and dinim, and it's only for the general public. It's interesting that Trumas Hadeshen should have such a suffix, even though Chazal seem to use this, and the Paiskim do not seem to differentiate anywhere significantly between a Talmud Chacham and everybody else. Another place where we find the Indian of Shem Yipsoim Hashem is later on in Perek HaOrel on the Fayim Bezim at Aleph. There's an issue of doing Mila at a time when there's not the proper winds, which can result in a danger and a lack of ability for the child to heal from the Mila. So the Gemara therefore says that you shouldn't do the Mila. Then the Gemara says, however, since today people are not makbar on this, people do not pay attention to this danger, and they just circumcise nonetheless, they continue doing Mila, therefore Shem Yipsoim Hashem, and apparently one may do Mila at that time. The Ritva over there brought down in the Muki Yosef there, and the Beis Yosef and Yerudei Yosef and Reish Samach Beis discuss the issue, and it's actually a machlokes rishonim about now that Shem Rapsayim Hashem allows you to go ahead and do Mila even without the proper Ruach, are you mechuyev to now do Mila since it's the eighth day and you have an obligation to do Mila? Or do you say that a person's allowed to say, listen, I know I'm mechuyev to do Mila and I wouldn't want to miss it out, but Lamaisa, there is a danger. I saw the Gemara says that it's not Ruach Tzvainis, it's not healthy. Maybe I want to refrain from getting involved in such a danger with my dear child. Or do you say that, no, once the Gemara gave you this heter of Shem Rapsayim Hashem, now obviously you are obligated to do it and you cannot fall back anymore and refrain from doing it because of the Chashash Takana, because the Gemara officially made it legal. So it's a machlokes rishonim. Some hold that a person is allowed to go and do the milah, but he definitely is not obligated to do it. He's allowed to refrain as well because of the chashash takana, while others hold that no. Since the Gemara said, Shemir Psoim Hashem, you are now mechuyev to go do the milah. This leads us to wonder about a very fundamental question in the whole sugya. Is Shemir Psoim Hashem a real power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stelling avek Shemir Psoim Hashem, that there is a protection from danger? Or is Shemir Psoim Hashem just that if someone inadvertently ends up in such a scenario, since he's inadvertent, he is somewhat of a pesi, being involved in that specific thing, he will have a protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he always does protect Psoim. What comes to mind also is with regard to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid Tzavois, the Chidah writes in the Tshuvas Yosef Oimetz Siman Lamed Zayin that only somebody who knows about it has to worry about them. But someone who doesn't know about it, on him we say Shem Epsoim Hashem. So he seems clearly to be using the vehicle of Shem Epsoim Hashem only for somebody who doesn't know about it. But for someone who knows about it, he wouldn't be able to get involved in that. What seems to be a little bit contradictory at first glance is that the Shulchan Aruch and Yerideh and Hilchos Milah seems to be of the opinion that one is mechuyev to do the milah. In other words, Shemir Psoim Hashem has a din vade that now you have to go and do the milah. However, on the flip side, if you look in Evan Ezer Siman Tes with regard to the shaila about the katlanis, whether or not you are allowed to get married in that scenario, or you say Shemir Psoim Hashem, the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur, paskin that you're not allowed to get married. And the Beis Yosef over there brings down the Trumas Hadeshen. So this seems to be contradictory. If you're telling me that you're not being Semech and Shemir Psoim Hashem, and you don't allow me to get married there, why here am I obligated to do the Mila? So the Chidah addresses this question in Shailos HaTshuvos Chaim Sha'al, and he says two terutzim. One of his terutzim are that when Shemir Psoim Hashem was mentioned in the Gemara, then it's a whole different story, and then of course, you can be Semech on it. It's not just a general concept that Shemir Psoim Hashem can be introduced by an individual whenever he'd like, which is how we're going to classify Katlana since the Gemara didn't say it. And therefore, only when the Gemara said Shemir Psoim Hashem do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that one is allowed to be Semech on it. That being said, I believe that perhaps there's a deek like this concept in the Magen Avraham and Siman Reish Mem. Lagabi, one of the other places where Chazal and Shas mentioned the Indian of Shemir Psoim Hashem, Lagabi Amishamish Mitose V'yayim Lamed, so the Magen Avraham over there begins with a Zohar that says it could Chas V'Shalom kill the child, and he doesn't quote the Gemara, and then he says, V'ha'idna Amrinam B'Gemara Shemir Psoim Hashem. So it sounds like he's utilizing the fact that the Gemara said Shemir Psoim Hashem in reference to this, as opposed to Stam saying Shemir Psoim Hashem. He says, V'ha'idna Amrinam B'Gemara Shemir Psoim Hashem. If this is the case, by the way, if we would go with this din, then it wouldn't be so simple to use the concept of Shemir Psoim Hashem on our own free will whenever it applies. For example, Reb Moshe is famous as of having the tshuva in Yerideh Chelik Bey Simen Mem Tes and a Chesh Mishpat Chelik Bey Simen Ayin Vav with regard to smoking. That since the doctors have come up with many studies that it may be dangerous and lead to cancer, is one allowed to continue smoking? And Reb Moshe discusses it, and he wants to know if you could say Shemir Psoim Hashem with regard to this. And in fact, he is of the opinion that perhaps you could say it, and that people may continue to be smoking. However, he writes that Bnei Torah should refrain from this. First of all, he doesn't seem to mean Bnei Torah should refrain from this because of the Trumas Hadeshen, but the Trumas Hadeshen would definitely be another reason why Talmid HaChachamim and Bnei Yeshiva should refrain from this, because the Trumas Hadeshen seems to say that anybody is that's more aware and is more responsible to know, should be more careful even with regard to things that are involved in Shemir Psoim Hashem. However, even though when Rabbi Yashiv was asked about this tshuva from Rabbi Moshe in the end of Chelik Aleph in Kovitz tshuva, Simen Reish Yotes, and a tshuva to Rabbi Cheskel Grubner Zatzal from Detroit, when he discusses this issue about smoking, he is also vehemently in denial of the fact that it is clear and unanimous by all studies that smoking leads to cancer, and therefore, perhaps Shemir Psoim Hashem can still be used. However, I believe, although it's only my humble opinion, that this is 35 years ago, Berech, in Tavshin Mem Aleph, and today it is clear beyond the shadow of a doubt the dangers that are involved in smoking, and therefore both of them, I believe, would agree that Shemir Psoim Hashem doesn't apply. Especially since we're saying that Shemir Psoim Hashem can only be applied when it's a chashash rechoike for a sakana, not when the danger is pertinent in many different ways. The Chida over there says another teretz that perhaps Shomer Pesachim Hashem can only be applied Ledina in Shulchan Aruch b'makim mitzvah. Hashem, when it's not a makim mitzvah, he wouldn't be able to be Seimach on Shomer Pesachim Hashem. So with regard to Mila where it's a mitzvah, you say Shomer Pesachim Hashem. However, with regard to, let's say, getting married to this woman, not necessarily is there going to be Shomer Pesachim Hashem. Of course, that doesn't seem to stem either with the Trumas Hadeshen, because the first teretz that he said that only things that are mentioned in the Gemara, the Trumas Hadeshen is hesitant about Shomer Pesachim Hashem with regard to bloodletting as well for a Talmud Chacham. And with regard to the teretz that he said it's only by Makom Mitzvah, that's already complicated to discuss that the Gemara and Shabbos only means because of Einik Shabbos. Apparently the Gemara and Shabbos is using Shomer Pesachim Hashem, even Shalei by Makom Mitzvah, and the Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in the Beis Yosef. However, with regard to the Psak of the Mechaber, the two Terusim of the Chidah obviously are good Terusim, and that's what he's coming to say. Ladina, obviously, all the sugyas are very complicated, and there are many different details when Shomer Pesachim Hashem applies and doesn't apply. So yes, many avenues still need to be explored about this concept, but at least we touched on some of them.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.